There are reports today that U.S. troops have found thousands of boxes of suspicious white powder, a nerve agent antidote, and Arabic documents on chemical warfare at an industrial site south of Baghdad. There's no information yet on this material, but the finding focuses new attention on Bush administration statements that Iraq's possession of weapons of mass destruction justified the war in Iraq. So far, U.S. forces have not found definitive proof that Iraq has biological and chemical weapons. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
Some administration officials figured elite U.S. biochem teams would find and destroy prohibited weapons soon after entering Iraq. United Nations inspectors hadn't done so in several weeks of looking, but the U.S. military would have access to more intelligence and could theoretically move more aggressively. The chief U.N. weapons inspector, Hans Blix, told U.N. Radio this week he and his colleagues are following the U.S. effort closely.
We are as curious as anybody else because we were there in order to find out whether there were any weapons of mass destruction, and the U.S. and the U.K. have been quite sure. They maintain that, yes, there are weapons of mass destruction. So the $64 billion question today, that's what the war is costing at the moment, I'm told, that question is, are there any weapons of mass destruction? And we have always said, yes, there may be, but we are not asserting that they are there, and we are waiting with great interest.
As long as it's not proven that Saddam Hussein has been hiding biological or chemical weapons, a cloud of suspicion will hang over the U.S.-led war effort in Iraq. U.S. and British troops have found much evidence that Iraqi troops were outfitted for chemical combat, thousands of chemical suits and gas masks, along with supplies of atropine, an antidote for nerve gas. U.S. authorities say those finds indicate the Iraqis were prepared to use chemical weapons, but so far there's still no sign of the weapons themselves. A senior intelligence official says the U.S. military is feeling, quote, great pressure to find that evidence. So-called exploitation teams have been investigating more than a dozen sites where intelligence experts thought biological or chemical weapons might be stored. Nothing has been found, though Terrence Taylor of the International Institute for Strategic Studies says the U.S. and British case against Saddam Hussein has not been hurt yet by the lack of weapons evidence.
Clearly, those opposed to the military operation will claim that it is doing damage in their eyes, but, I mean, the objective situation is the coalition forces haven't been anywhere where they would be likely to find operationally deployed weapons. I mean, that's just a fact.
Taylor was a UN weapons inspector himself for several years in the 1990s and is convinced that Saddam Hussein would trust custody of chemical weapons only to those military units closest to him.
These weapons would be on close hold. In other words, the inner core of the regime would be in control of these weapons.
In particular, Saddam's Special Security Organization and his Special Republican Guard, both of which are based in Baghdad itself, where U.S. and British forces have not yet been able to look. Indeed, the key question in the U.S. intelligence community is not whether Saddam Hussein has chemical weapons. There's a broad consensus that he almost certainly does, but rather why he has not used them yet. One obvious reason is that their use now would cost the Iraqi regime much of the international support it has generated. The government of France, for example, has already signaled it will join the war effort if the Iraqi regime actually uses chemical weapons. Another possibility is that Saddam hid the chemical weapons so well from the UN inspectors that they were effectively put out of his immediate reach. At the Pentagon yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said that he's pleased chemical weapons haven't been used yet, but also that it's too early to celebrate.
The last thing anyone would want to see is chemical weapons used in this conflict. We've always believed that the chances of their being used increased the closer that coalition forces got to Baghdad.
Says one senior Pentagon official, we're sure the weapons are there, we just have to find them. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.